Welcome to Intrepid Heroes, an actual play podcast of the Starfinder 2nd Edition playtest adventure, A Cosmic Birthday. I'm Jason, and I'll be your GM.
I'm Scott, and I'm playing Zosra Shizori, a Patra Skirmisher operative who's looking for a new cause.
I'm Stephanie, and I'm playing Starchild, a Soki envoy full of energy from the Drift.
I'm Tim, and I'm playing Krizek Vare, a Warblood Vest soldier with a knack for violence.
I'm Mark. I'm playing Iswar, a Kasathan Graviton Solarian.
I'm John, and I'm playing Dr. Vic Dume, an android witchwarper seeking a lost reality.
I'm Ron, and I'm playing Jode, a human mystic looking to make the galaxy a better place.
And now, on to the episode. And welcome back to Intrepid Heroes' playthrough of the Starfinder 2E playtest adventure, A Cosmic Birthday. And now we're not having a birthday right now. We're having a bank heist.
That's right.
The group has infiltrated a Abadar Corps bank whose automated security systems have gone a little bit haywire thanks to all of the power fluctuations that have been going on through Absalom Station. And you manage to get your way through the lobby and sort of creep your way through the sort of like back area, which looks like it was sort of meant for physical employees, but hasn't been used, and are now sort of like face to face with the main bulk of the security. Laser turrets on the walls, robots patrolling the area, bigger robots elsewhere that you can't see. And that's when Eswar decided to make a bold leap from a doorway onto the top of a laser turret, only to be spotted by a robot sort of coming closer. And that's where we're going to begin with everybody rolling initiative.
Woohoo!
Of course we're going to roll initiative.
Yeah, everybody else, you are basically sort of outside this hallway. I kind of moved you technically on the map, sort of outside of the map, about at least 5 or 10 feet away from the gate that leads in to this area.
Okay.
So if you want to move in, it'll be an extra 5 or 10 feet.
Wait, Vic, did you just roll crafting for initiative?
Well, you did.
How did you do
Who
that?
Did? Who?
I just John, clicked just on initiative. I clicked on the die.
Your
initiative crafting is what it says.
Your on your character sheet, your initiative is set to crafting.
Wow.
That's so crazy.
At some point you accidentally set it to crafting.
He's gonna forge his own place in the combat order.
I'm really good at that. I don't know why.
You sure are. We'll call that that you got a 22 instead of a 23.
I think if you want to be crafty, that's probably more stealth.
Yeah, that's too crafty for me. Doesn't really change when you would go. And Steph, I just need your initiative.
Well, I'm just still having a hard time getting it to respond. I clicked on it on my character sheet and nothing happened.
It usually pops up a window, another thing, when you go right. to roll dice from the character sheet. So you need to move that character sheet aside and then...
Oh, it does pop up.
Say,
window.
Go for it.
Yep.
There's a thing with a line through it. There's the die, which is spinning, which is, I thought, what I was supposed to hit. Oh, no, that's... No, sorry. That was perception, not... Is there one of the keys here that would have it on?
If you go to on the HUD, right?
Yeah.
Under attributes, you'll see a whole list of skills for initiative. You can just click the one that's highlighted purple because that's perception, I imagine.
Okay.
That should do it.
Thanks. I couldn't see. Yeah, that does work.
There you go. All right. Let's begin. Just see some quiz. I know. Okay, great. Vic. Wait, Vic and Eswar, you guys have tied. Which one of you would like to go first, initiative-wise?
I know, Vic, you want to go, or?
I'm not particularly.
All right, I can go. All right. Let's start with, where did I actually wind up after my leap?
You're like straddling this laser turret, essentially.
Well, where's the laser turret? I'm not seeing that.
It's literally underneath your token, so you can't
see it. Oh, okay. I see. Yeah. All right.
If you want to take a look at it, there it is.
Okay. Yeah. you had just put me on top of it. So
yep, exactly. So you're just sort of running on there, and it's just sort of like, you know, it's clearly it's got a, you know, a gimbal or whatever to be able to move and shoot down the hallway, but not sure. by much.
Okay. So I would like to try and disable it in some fashion.
Right.
Physically break it, that sort of thing.
Yeah, if you want to give me a computers check, you can sort of pop open
that.
The panel and get it. There's going to be two actions to attempt it.
Fair enough. Let's have a look. It's what we can do. That's not so good.
Yeah, not great.
You want
to stand on that?
Actually, let's go ahead and use the hero point.
All right, you just got one back.
Wait.
I just got one. I know. Right?
Let's use it.
Right out of the right out of the bat.
You probably need to do better than that.
I do. Okay, so again,
I mean, it's there's no the thing's gonna like. I'll say this: there's no like penalty for you failing this check at the moment. It's just time.
True, but it's time. And I feel like this time matters at this point.
Fair enough. Yeah.
So how do I use the hero point again? I'm not getting that to work.
So you see your 10 in the chat bar, right? Mm-hmm. Can you right click on that?
I do, and nothing happens.
Nothing happens for you. That is the weirdest thing. All right, we'll just go ahead and do that. My dice are terrible, but so you're able to I have a 20 with the hero point. And you're able to kind of again, sort of pop open a little panel and just sort of quickly shut this laser turret down. And so that one you don't have to worry about anymore.
Okay.
You have one more action.
I do, but I don't have much that I can do with it, I don't think. Let's see. I do have a rifle I could use to shoot that.
You'd have to draw it because you're running and leaping an and then doing. Yeah, that would take an action to take.
How about I take an action then to draw my rifle?
All right, you draw your rifle. Terrific.
That will end my turn.
Right. All right. Well, Dr. Dumais.
I can't tell where Eswar went.
You can't see it because of the way the map is here in Foundry at the moment. But you're basically.
Which way do I have to go?
You would have to go left, basically, on the map, west on the map. It's not gonna. You're not. I'm gonna have to move you if you want to go into the room. I'm gonna have to move you into the room first, but. If that, do you want to do that? Let me just say.
I want to see what the room looks like first before I move into the room.
Well, I'll show you the room. You can
show me the door. Okay. All right. Oh, so that's the door.
Yes.
And he leapt on.
He's on top of a laser turret right now.
Right. And there's a grid there. Right. That's the shocky grid that we're seeing.
You don't think it shocks. It's just sort of is a
pressure.
Yeah, basically a pressure grid.
The turret hasn't turned on yet. And I worry that. Pressure on that will turn it on.
Yeah, right. Is there a way for me to disable this pressure plate?
You think it would be? I mean, you could disable it like 5 feet at a time.
Ugh. And it would be like one action to do it?
Two actions to do a disable, basically.
Well, I think I need to do something like that because, where Eswar is, that's wall, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we can't even get our party in here unless we can start doing stuff. So I will, attempt to disable that.
Okay. So you're going to move into the room to get closer to it. So that'll be one action. And the two actions, you can do a, computers, thievery, or a crafting check.
I will attempt computers.
All right.
I think that's better than my crafting. No, I'll try crafting just because I haven't done it.
It's sure. Same. This is sort of an engineering, basically,
right,
check.
Right. And that's
a 13.
Doesn't seem to do it. So no. I don't want to spend a hero point.
Okay, you don't have to. You get in there. It's like it's because you have to get in. The mechanics of this thing are underneath the plate, obviously, right?
Yeah.
So you're just trying to, not really able to find a way in to get to the mechanics of it.
All right.
Zostra, you're sort of in the same place as Vic, kind of that's where your token is currently, but like you are outside of the room.
Right.
You didn't want to go all the way in.
And now he's where I was and leaning over.
Yeah, trying to lean down and trying to do
trying to get that. And there's no way for me to get in unless
He could.
Yeah, I'd have to step on one of the plates.
You'd have to walk past him and maybe step. Yeah, maybe get into the sensor area.
Maybe that first plate's okay though.
No. I checked them. I'm the one that checked them, so I know for sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure where to go from here. Unless we just go in and activate it. It's my guess is it probably activates turrets.
Maybe so.
Well, I'm gonna say that's kind of the fear, right?
Mm-hmm.
But one turret's been deactivated.
Right.
Yeah.
And the robot's not setting it off, right?
Well, the robot's already. All right. So, and I can't see anything from where I am. So,
You don't know where the robot is.
Yeah, this is kind of a.
You can wait until there's more stuff for you to see, or.
Well, yeah.
You could also try to get in there and do something. Do a deactivation. I don't know if you have the skills for it.
I certainly have thievery for it, but. It would be more, can I reach it without stepping on the trigger itself?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you. So there's spaces are sort of like just to the north and to the south of where Vic is right now that aren't part of the sensor, let's say. So there's a little bit like a couple steps down, and there's sort of just to the north and south of these steps, you think you could stand safely.
All right, well, let me do that then.
Okay, I'm just kind of yourself there.
If I can jump in, like here,
yeah.
And then can I reach that one to try and do?
Sure, yeah, you can try to
desensitize it.
Yeah,
desensitize it. I think that's what we're doing.
That's what you do.
Yeah. Sensitivity training. We're going to desensitize it.
You're gonna do thievery.
One thievery of the sensing plate. Yeah, these things just don't want to be desensitized.
They're just really flush with the floor, right?
You know what? I'm gonna do it. I have one.
Alright, fair enough. That's a good roll. That's the best one you can have with the plus 10.
Yeah.
One of the best ones. So yeah, okay, so you're able to basically again, kind of like getting some thin metal tools, and you're kind of able to slide it between where the joint is of the plate and kind of get in there and maybe just sort of like cut a couple wires.
Plus out.
So these I'm going to mark them real quick. That's not it. These are basically, you think, are safe. Can you see that sort of box that I've made there? Cool. The first
that's
couple.
Help.
I can't.
Trying to at least give people some.
Yeah, some people who are in the room can see basically where
some place to stand.
Okay. Yeah.
But we can tell them where to go now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm like, there's a couple of spots right in front that should be clear. And that ends my turn.
All that being said, Steph, Starchild's turn. I'll give you a little sort of an idea of what we're looking at here. You can kind of peek in and look.
Oh, we're over there. Okay. Sorry, I thought we were...
Yeah, the map does a thing where you kind of have to loop around. It's oddly composed. And it looks like
it's an Abadar core thing.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, so am I where my token is currently?
If you want to spend... You would need to spend an action to get there, or you can be sort of anywhere within about 10 feet of that, if you'd like.
Okay, well, is that a safe spot? This is the part that's all worrisome.
Yeah, this box is safe, and then everything else is worrisome.
Okay.
Safe.
Oh, this box right here?
Yeah, that's where I cleared out. I said
he's just cleared that out.
So 10 feet in front of Vic,
here, is that one action or is that two actions?
One action. It'd be one action for you to sort of come into this room, basically, where you were outside.
And then can I see the robot from there?
Yeah, it's right there. It's one of those little hovering guys with the sort of the three arms.
Oh, he's hovering.
Being a gun. Yeah.
Okay.
And, right. All the way up here?
No, no, that's
right here.
Let me show you the little guy.
It's that little guy. Hi, little guy. You look like you came from Wally.
Oh, he's so cute. Kill him.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Two arms and a gun sticking out of his elbow. It's basically right here. Right, so about 30 feet from you.
Yes! All right.
Do it.
That means I can electric arc, so I will.
Perfect.
All right.
There you go.
You did.
Oh, I did. Okay.
Uh-oh.
So you send an arc of electricity out from your hand. This thing basically sort of basically eats it. No. I rolled a critical success on
my yeah, it's a really good, there. Good, really good roll on the save.
And so crap. It just kind of
okay
hovers out of the way. Yeah, and that's going to be three actions for you. Okay.
Yep, I'm done.
And now the robot's turn. And again, it's saying, in order, order of Abadar Kor security, please vacate the premises. Intruder, intruder. And it kind of hovers a little bit forward, I think. And it's going to start by, you have been warned. Measures must be taken.
I have been warned.
You're going to get a little pulsecaster pistol shot at you, Eswar.
Uh-huh.
Here we go.
Sometimes that happens.
Well, then I roll a nat one. Boom.
Well, yeah.
But then I'll shoot you again. And nat six for a nine. So two just sort of like bolts those of electricity. Miss. Those were warning shots.
No, I think you're a bad shot.
No, I'm great.
You can feel embarrassment.
Blushes. All right, Mr. Jode.
All righty. So both turns have been disabled now, yes?
No.
Oh.
No.
No, no.
Only one has been. Plus some pressure plates have been disabled. Let's say one turret and some pressure plates.
Oh, so I can walk across this pressure plate right in front of me without it being impressured. Is that right?
Right. If you want to come in here.
I'm not in. Now I'm in the room. Look at this.
You could be right there.
If you don't want to come that far, you don't have to, but I just sort of put you there.
But that is a legitimate spot to be.
Yes.
And let me be in. Oh, you know what? I will be in said legitimate spot. And I look and I see that there is a robot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
he shot at me.
Oh, well, I don't like that it's shooting at my friend. Why don't I destroy the robot? That's my plan.
Great.
I probably have some robot destroying spell. Mind skewer is not it. let's see. This is a mental effect. Okay. Why can you not be like an ordinary person that is affected by all these mental things? I think injury echo works on you even as a robot. I bring the
let's see, why not?
I bring
the pain.
The pain from the future. Well, you know what? But there's also Ricochet is kind of neat too, but that's a reflex save. You seem to. Sorry for my delay. I am going to cast injury. I'm going to move to there, and then I'm going to cast injury echo on the robot.
Okay.
Basic will say I'll hit cast, and that way you can respond to the.
Fair enough. I will button. What's it going to be? Bludgeoning, piercing.
What's the bludgeoning?
Okay. Oof. 14, which is a failure.
Alrighty,
so roll that damage.
Good.
Michelle, you are bludgeoned for 4 points of damage.
All right.
So I am skeptical that basically actually destroys the robot.
It does not destroy the robot, right, but it does dent it.
Alrighty. I have helped, and I find myself in front of all my friends. Wow.
Indeed. So just so we know, injury echo means you sort of pull the injury from the future. So if anyone does any more bludgeoning damage to it before the end of your next turn, which could be you,
it takes some
more damage. Right. All right, Mr. Krysek.
I don't know what I'm looking at.
Oh, okay, let me.
I step in the room.
Okay.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah,
you can move a little further. See,
isn't that nice? As soon as we get pulled into the room, suddenly everything that everybody's been describing makes an awful lot of sense.
Aha. Let's see here. Oh, no, that's not what I wanted to do.
Oh, no, you're exploding.
Oh, I am. I was trying to get a sense of how far away. I assume it's 50
feet. This spot is 30 feet.
Okay.
You can even move one to the left if you wanted to be.
Can clearly see him?
Yes. Yes, you're taller than Starchild. Yes.
Okay. So I'll do that. I am going to, so I'll step in.
Mm-hmm.
I will draw my stellar cannon.
Okay.
Calling in an artillery strike.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to do that. Okay. I'll use my just sort of clearly hyperclocking my processors because I'm noticing I'm being targeted by an attack. We get a plus two to my AC.
Oh.
Yeah, okay.
Damn it. All right. And then I will fire.
Okay.
I have him targeted. No.
Yes, that is going to miss.
Our rolls are not good.
Okay. Huge explosion.
Explosion. All right. Eswar, we're back to you.
Back to me. Okay. Well, let's do a strike with the rifle here. Is that right? One sec here, real quick. Yeah, that's correct. Okay. I'm not really as good at that, but
well, you gotta learn somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that rifle shot goes wide.
Pew! It does. It does.
We too are firing warning shots.
Yeah.
It's an invulnerable robot, everybody.
It really is. And any further attempts are going to be even less good, but we'll try one more. Oof. Oh, for crying out loud.
Two total.
Yeah. I'm not even going to try with a third one. That's just going to be terrible.
Throw that rifle to the ground.
Kind of, yeah.
Like, this one's broken.
This is junk.
This was, yeah. I'll resheathe the rifle. I'll put it away.
Put it away.
That's not doing any good.
All right. Fair enough. All right. Dr. Dume.
Is there any place I can go and see the robot?
Sure. You can also move here to the sort of left of Mr.
Oh, Joe. Okay. I will go there, and I'm going to attempt injury echo as well.
Oh, no.
And I'm trying to cast it. You know, the character sheet doesn't work still, so I will...
It doesn't do anything when you hit cast?
Well, you have to pop it in.
Oh, okay, maybe that's
fine. If it's popped out, it won't work. Out,
there's some problems with that functionality. Mm-hmm. Integrating with the rest of the boundary stuff.
All right, fine. I'll just try it off the HUD then.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right.
There you go. Injury echo.
So I'll try a bludgeoning.
All right. And then we will have.
What is.
Will save. We'll see if I critically fail it. No, I didn't. I succeeded. But I'll take. Roll the damage, I'll take half.
All right. And I'll do bludgeoning.
That's right. All right. Okay. Unfortunately, with the injury echo, additional damage is bleed damage. And this robot doesn't have any blood.
Oh. Mm. 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 Quick, somebody still, give the robot some blood.
Give me your blood. All right, Zoshua, we're back to you.
All right, well, I'm going to look to open up a couple more spots, or at least one more.
Okay.
That's great.
Do
I need to move
check?
To get to them? Or
No, I think from here you can kind of, you know, because right it's this sort of like
all right.
area.
So I got a handle on this stuff now.
You got
a
handle
way
on
better.
It for sure. Let's continue to draw.
24, nice.
Areas that look safe. Actually, what we'll do is we'll delete the one that's there, and we'll just kind of draw. All that is safe.
Oh yeah,
just making sure I have my weapon.
Yeah, that's two actions to do a disable. Yep. Yeah,
and no, I do have my weapon yet. So, and I can't see it at this point, which means I can't try to do anything else. And I have no reason to come out and say hi to it at this point. So I think I'm just going to do nothing.
Check your weapon. Hmm. All right. Starchild. Steph, that's you. Do we have Steph?
Sorry, I muted because my kids were in here, and then I didn't realize I was still on mute. So I've been making witticisms this entire time.
I thought
fell a little flat.
Just automatically lose all your hero points at this point, then.
Yeah, apparently. Okay, so I'm going to...
I trust they were very witty.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to get them on the robot. So all right, that should help everybody. And then I will try the electric arc one more time because I know that it seemed like it ate it last time.
Maybe it's full. Get him,
does get him work on spells for you, but for leading by example?
Let me look.
Since you attack the target to damage rolls, I guess it does. That counts. Okay, I'm going to say it does.
Oh, sweet. Thanks.
Because it's an attack. Causing possible damage.
Yeah, Trey, I heard it.
I'm definitely trying to hurt it.
Well, and this time I failed.
It's a save.
Yay!
So
I'm
not sure the lead by example gives extra damage for the envoy. So go ahead and roll that damage.
Okay. How do I do that?
Just there's that button that says roll damage under your spell.
Oh, okay. Yay. All right. And then it gives me, it brought up a whole thing. Was I supposed to add to that?
Nope. It'll do it all for you.
Right? I'll do that. You don't have the plus one, plus your charisma modifier, or half your charisma modifier in there. 2, 3. So this should be 9 damage. All right. No worries.
Yay.
Nice.
9 massive damage. Oh, sorry. Plus 3 to that.
Very appreciated.
But that does even seem to sort of short its internal circuitry out for sure. It begins kind of like maybe shooting a couple pistol shots in the air. Watch out for ear. It doesn't like electricity.
Nice.
Good.
Very sparking everywhere. However,
love that.
I still.
Now it gets to go, though, right?
To go. Yep, exactly. Lost my thing here. And it basically, I think it's when, you know, target, new target, detected. It is and it shoots a pulsecaster pistol at Starchild.
Mm. Oh, man.
Did a whole thing against it. All right, that is a 19. That is
that's really
battle
good.
Hit. Yeah.
And you're going to take some electricity damage of your own. Here comes 5 points of electricity damage. As again, they sort of hit with this
yikes.
Pulse of electricity that's, you know, basically a little bit of a taser gun shocking you.
Okay.
Here comes the stun. Do-do-do-do.
you're lucky you spent all your hair points already, Mark. then I am, this is nothing to do with your pun. It's just that you are above everybody else, Eswar, on the turret.
It's true. I
knows that you. So it takes its second shot at you.
Okay.
It's not going to do much at 10.
Oh, 10's going to miss.
And then it's going to kind of back up. Actually,
no, don't do that.
Yes, must get reinforcements.
No, damn it.
Sorry. All right, Mr. Jode.
Me again. Well, I have an injured friend right next to me. And I have this whole network filled with vitality.
Really?
Sounds like a vital network.
It is. Vitality network. What I don't remember is how many actions it takes to pull points from the vitality network into you, whether it's one or two.
That's a good question.
I can get the answer to that. Yes. What can I? Yes. Transfer vitality. It's only one action.
Oh,
network to yourself or a bonded creature you can see within 60 feet.
Well done.
How much are you hurt, Starchild?
I am down by 5.
I will give you 5. There you go.
Thank you.
5 points out of the network. And then you are further away. 10, 15, 20.
That's weird.
What's weird?
It seemed like you were already wounded there, Steph. I don't know why. I don't think you were. I don't think you started this combat wounded.
Oh, no, I didn't. I didn't think I did.
Yeah, but it's all good.
Okay. Oh, all right. Well,
I fixed it.
I might have to just, I'll shoot you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? I think that I added it. Anyway.
Oh, sorry. Maybe you took it when I took the points away from you, and then you also took the
points away. Yeah, right. Like I manually put it on there. So.
Okay. Mm.
Sorry, Ron. Go ahead.
Okay.
You have the range?
I'm checking the range. It does not tell me the range. Maybe if I click on it, it will. Range increment 60 feet. Rifle? Yep. That's all my Aeon rifle. Take this.
So you take it out and shoot?
Yes. Just those two things.
All right.
Nice.
Ooh, that 24. Is
a hit. How about that?
Technically, with the get 'em on, that's a critical hit.
Ooh. Yay!
I really appreciate that. Get 'em. Let me.
Me too.
You're
welcome. That's actually what I meant.
Oh, can I spend a hero point to reroll the one on my damage? Probably not. All right.
No, you can't.
Okay.
Man. However, thank goodness that critical hit was a critical hit, because otherwise I don't think 1 point would have done it. But 2 points definitely does it. So you fire a laser blast right into the sort of center mass of the final rope, and it slumps. It hits, and as it falls, it bangs onto the pressure plate directly.
No.
Laser turret behind it that goes
and shoots the thing.
And it now is just sort of clearly like kind of like scanning the area in front of it.
Oh boy,
all right. That work.
Krysek.
All right. I have range, so I will reload.
Okay.
Dropping a shell on the ground, slapping another one in, and then I'm going to target the
Turret. Laser turret. All right.
Yep. Which I can't actually target.
Let me do this here. Target that.
Okay. I will do so.
Target this token.
All right.
Oh, sorry. I forgot to do that.
I'm here to make a deposit of lead.
That is a hit.
Okay. It's a nice big burst. So it'll take out the camera.
Shatter. All right.
Not terrible.
Here's the thing. Laser turrets are difficult to damage directly. They have a fair amount of hardness. So this is a burst, and then the smoke clears. It's clearly unharmed.
Oh, no. Oh.
Dang it.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Do you have any more actions, Tim?
I have one other action.
Okay, what are you going to do?
Reload. Well, no, I can't. It's not going to work. Just reloading it. It's not going to do any damage. I will. I will reload it.
Reload.
You never know. Who knows who else might come around the corner here.
Stellar cannon.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to just do that. Right. Okay. The laser turret does sort of sense targets in the hallway. So I'm going to take my actions, and my actions are to kind of spray lasers sort of down the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
We'll start, go left from right to Dr. Dume, Jode, and the Star Child.
Okay.
Hmm.
Oh, wait. Oh, no, I might be wrong about that. Let's say. Okay, never mind. I don't do that at all. I missed something for sure. It's clearly just scanning the area.
Okay.
Eswar, what do you want to do?
I want to get further down the hallway, I think. So, okay. Is it possible? It's to do this little walkway on the side, or is that? Do we really have to just kind of walk down the
You don't have to walk down the center. You don't have to, but the pressure plate is more the whole hallway is pressure plate. It's just that the middle bit has sort of a fancy glow to it.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to be on pressure plate no matter what.
Well, that's if you true. Wait, I can move forward and try to disable more.
Well, yeah, I could try to do that too.
Or you can just go, because didn't it already trip?
But it doesn't seem to know where we're at.
Yeah.
It didn't target any of us.
Okay, I'm going to go on the theory that it doesn't know we're here because we're not on the pressure plate. I'm going to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
And I will try to make a computer's check to disable some more of the plate.
Squirm down off the top of the other turret.
Yeah.
Run up there and just be like, what can I do? What can I do?
12.
Yeah, with the 12, yeah. You're just kind of like in there trying to, maybe you're trying to reprogram something, but it's not reprogrammable right now.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Dr. Dume.
I will step forward and I will attempt to also desynthesize the floor.
Hey,
natural 20.
There you go.
We'll do double the size for that. That's a good, another sort of 10 feet up ahead. Seem to be safe, pressure plate wise.
Right, that's great.
Excellent.
Great. All right, Zostra.
I've got a bad feeling about this.
That's a different franchise.
Zostra suspects that maybe the pressure plate just turns the thing on and warns him, and it's going to see us. I don't think this is going to make it stop. But, all right, you guys have done your job. I'm going to try and do mine. I was thinking about just running up to it and trying to jump on top of it, but
that seems to have worked in the past. That's
right. It's just it seems like people are thinking maybe the pressure plates are what's letting it target us, but I don't see how that works because then all you have to do is step off the pressure plate, and it doesn't see you anymore. So I'm not sure how that works. How far away is it from me? It is. Uh-oh.
Yeah. Or maybe we're just too far away.
No, or it's just trying to it's calibrating it first. So
yeah.
Gut feeling, but see, that was 5, 10, 15. I'll go your way and then we'll see. Oops.
So another thievery check?
Yeah, I have to get to the actual roll thing. I just don't know. I don't trust this.
Okay. Good roll though. 24.
Good roll. 24. Yeah, that's roll. Really good. Definitely success. We'll mark another 5 feet of hallway. It's quote unquote safe.
If nothing else. We make it safe for everyone after us.
I guess so.
Clean up crew.
That's right. The robot fix it people.
Starchild.
So, all right. I'll move to here.
Mm-hmm.
And then are we not targeting the laser turret?
You didn't take any of the physical damage from the gun, but I don't know, maybe your electricity arc could affect it. I'm not sure.
It was effective against the robot.
It's all worth a shot.
Haha. Well, now I'm within 30 feet, so I'll do exactly that.
Give him a shock.
Do turrets have reflexes?
They do. I haven't got a reflex save. It's terrible, but I've got one. and I've actually did pretty well. it's got a 23 on that. I'm taking half damage, but I'm going to guess that let's see here. Even if you roll maximum damage, it's not going to be enough. Half is not going to be enough for you. So you send a bolt of electricity out at it, and it just sort of, it's got, you know, plastic plating that disperses the electricity right away.
Hmm.
That doesn't work either.
Shocking or not.
Not shocking.
Not shocking.
Jode.
How many actions is it for a check to shut the turret down? Computers somebody used, right?
Yes, it's two actions to do that. You need to be a little closer, though. To
I know. I worry that I have to get closer than I actually can get. And when I because I think it's do I have to be adjacent to it or can I just move up a little bit?
I think you do, unless you have some ability that lets you sort of reprogram things from a distance. Remember, you got to be adjacent to the thing.
You're trying
to
makes disable. Sense. All right, I think I'm going to go ahead and first of all move. Nobody's hurt. We're being so careful. I'm gonna
move, yep.
I'm gonna move up to there, and then I'm gonna make a what is it? Thievery check to try to make the the next section safe for everybody. My thievery's not great, but I'm willing to try. Oh, that's
okay.
Downright terrible.
You sure?
That was so close.
Oh, gee whiz.
I just tried to do what my friends did, and it doesn't work.
You're just in there. Poking your fingers.
You need tools.
Yeah. Behind your Zorcha says, you need tools. All right. Krysek.
Okay. I will go ahead and also move up. I think that's 20 feet. And I'll let loose another one.
All right.
Just waiting for that natural 20.
Can't hurt. Well, that is a hit.
14, yes.
Mm-hmm. Let's see if you can damage it.
Nope.
Oh, no, not this time. You've marked up the nice plastic plating on it with soot and whatnot, but it's not clearly hasn't affected the machinery at all.
Okay. And reload.
Now it's my turn, and now I can start shooting people. Right. Here comes.
That's what I suspected.
Yep.
Lasers come bolting down the hallway here. And once again, Starchild 17 just hitting.
It sure does.
A laser blast against Jode. There's the nat 20 everyone wanted.
Oh boy.
Oh no.
And then nice knowing you, Joe.
Against Zoshra. Right. 13 for 22. All hits.
Mm.
So let's roll some damage. Look at that. Great. Cool. Starchild taking 4 points. Joe taking 8 points.
Ow.
And Zoshra taking also 6 points of fire damage from lasers.
Okay, and that automatically populates. I don't have to do anything.
I'll do it. Yeah.
Okay.
Basically, I just have to make sure I get it all right. Okay, great. Blast. Eswar, it is your turn.
Yeah. Hold on here. Let me just check range a little bit. How far away is that? I can't see that very well. Hold on.
For you, I think you're about between 40 and 50 feet.
It's too far.
40 feet exactly, yeah.
40 feet. So it'd be two actions for me to run up there.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I'm going to do it anyway. So he literally yells, Jode! And he actually is going to just run up there and try to whack it with his
solar blade.
Flail,
I think you had.
Yes. I gotta just. Where is my thing? Where'd it go?
Is it under solar weapon?
Yeah, my solar weapon.
So double move and
then a swing
draw.
No, not seeing.
Well, I think the tell me the, how this is something I have to look up. How does it's been a bit. Your weapon. Do you have to manifest it? Do you have to spend an action to do that?
I don't think it does take an action to do that. But let me check. Likewise, it has been a long time since I've looked at this.
Yes.
You call for the change of weapon.
You have to definitely have to attune to manifest them if they aren't already manifested.
I am already attuned.
Because you haven't been taking the attune action.
I don't have to. I start attuned.
You start attuned.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Okay. I'm trying to figure out where this is that. Oh, you reattune. Okay.
Yeah, it's only an action if I want to change my attunement.
Right.
All right.
Okay. Fair enough. Okay.
So
it's a free action to do it at the beginning of combat. You technically didn't, but you know, you have to just basically say you're declaring that I'm attuning and getting all my stuff.
Hmm.
But it's fine. You can.
Okay.
Have done that.
There we go. 26 to hit.
A hit. Oh no, now you're standing in front of my turret here. That is a critical hit.
Awesome.
Oh, wonderful. So wow. I'll click this critical button. And
yes. Oh, whoops. Hmm? And then I look down and I see that this thing is immune to critical hits. Yeah. But still, 12 points of damage is pretty good. 12 points actually does something.
Okay.
You slice up in there and you do a little bit of damage to this.
All right. Yeah, that will be my turn then.
I mean, I thought you did great.
Thank you.
All right. So, and where you are, you can see down the other end of the hallway. And
I see that.
Laser beams sort of crisscrossing the entire sort of length of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's
a later problem.
Right. Right, indeed. All right, Dr. Dume.
All right, I'm going to, as a free action, use my quantum pulse so that I can freely create my quantum field. And I'm going to drop my quantum field so that it's got a 15-foot radius.
Okay.
I'm going to drop it 15 feet from the turret, and then that puts it 15 feet all the way, basically from Star Child to the turret is the quantum field. All my allies get a 5-foot status bonus going through there.
To speed?
To speed, yeah.
Everything. Status everything. Bonus to attack speed. Rolls, to damage. That's
yes, plus 5 to everything.
Okay.
Well, it says, plus 5 to speed anytime you use a move action. So if you do other move actions in there that aren't moves, you still get a plus 5 to speed. All right. And so that's a freebie to drop that down. Next, I'm going to have to double move.
Sure.
To get up next to it. And then how many actions is it to try to disable it?
It's 2. It's always 2 actions to try to disable a hazard.
Then I am going to try to damage it with something.
Okay. What do you got?
I don't got anything very exciting that I can use. Try this sonic scream. Maybe that might do something to it.
Ooh.
Sure.
Oh, that is a cone, I would like to point out.
Oh. Then I won't cone that.
Appreciate that. Thanks.
I have a buddy in there. Never mind. Even though it's very cathartic, I won't do it.
It's also a 2-action spell.
Oh, yeah. I see that now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do I have anything that's just one?
Mm.
Oh.
Punch. The spell punch.
Yeah. No. Yeah, I will just spell punch. No. I'm going to attempt to implant data.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's one
that
action.
That is interesting. Okay.
Basically, to implant that into the code that... it's to not target thing. I don't think I can do anything, actually. It doesn't do any of that.
If you give me a fact, if you give me a simple fact that
friends, not foes.
Yeah, that's
that doesn't give me any parameters. That just says,
A, these are B. friends, like, not foes. I don't know.
These is also you got to think about computer language,
right?
Right, like what are you? You know, you I think what you can do is with this one character, one person, one PC. You can say, do not target this PC.
Okay, I will say, Star Child, do not target this PC.
Okay, how's that? That's fair. Yeah, you can say like basically this individual does not exist. Basically, right?
Yes.
Obviously, that's not a fact.
Okay,
because Star Child does exist, but you know, you get the point. Okay, great. All right, Zosra.
Okay, I'm going to move up and try to disable it. Is that something I can do from?
As long as you're adjacent to it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I have a 30-foot movement speed, so I can.
And you get 5 extra.
Yeah.
Okay, 35. So I run into the wall because I don't realize I had the extra 5 feet, and there it is. Okay, and this will be a thievery check to try and just disable the thing that doesn't realize nobody saw that. Nope. It didn't happen. There we go.
Using the hero point?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you get in there and you just sort of kind of cut out some wires, essentially. Just you something quick and dirty, need to get in there, and it is, in fact, disabled.
Somebody cracked open the shell, and I just pull out the inside.
Yeah, exactly. powers down.
Teamwork.
That makes sense.
I cast Don't Target Anybody.
Yeah, good job.
That one simple fact. If you get 2 actions, you can pick everybody. exactly. Great. We're not done yet, everybody. Down the hallway, those of you at the corner of the hallway see another robot kind of hove in.
Oh boy,
the one that was standing in front of the vault now, and it clearly is a sort of maybe it's getting sort of information out of the center. Sort of carpet area, right? It's clearly like on moving on that, and maybe this blue light is kind of coming up out of it, and it sort of like does the RoboCop where it takes 2 steps forward and then kind of like turns its head and then turns the rest of its body. It doesn't really have a head, so it just kind of turns the rest of its body and then it turns its legs, and sort of in a booming voice that comes through a speaker that sort of echoes down the hallway. You know, you'd basically hear, by the order of it is awake. You are intruders. Awake, intruders must be eliminated. Again, it's sort of clearly malfunctioning in some fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. With a laser rifle. Zosra, you're the closest. I'm going to target you and fire from here.
Is it coming through the laser field? I can't see around the corner.
Oh, dear God. Oof! A critical hit with a 32.
Yikes.
I might not survive this one.
This is going to be a toughy one because it is 30
points. Goodness.
Jeez. That is well over my normal hit points.
Those of you who are sort of down here don't see what's going on. You just see this laser blast come firing down the hallway, hitting Zosra,
hitting the pocket like,
directly in the chest. Right,
so I'm pulling the innards out of the turret, it comes like, around
shot right in the back. Basically,
shot me in the back. What a jerk! Yeah.
What a jerk!
Boom! Congratulations. Since that was a critical hit, you are now dying two,
and I use my hero point. Well, the turret.
Oh, you did. You go ahead, one.
Ah,
yeah. So I think I used one earlier.
Used one before. You did one earlier. Yeah.
Yeah. Indeed. For okay. The
activator. Well, okay. This is going to then move you to where you are. You don't get to move. I don't have to move at all. All right, Starchild. It is your turn.
Okay. So it's safe to move up this corridor now.
There's no turret to shoot at you.
Yeah.
But there's something just shot Zosra from around the corner.
Right, but I can't see it from where I am.
Yeah, nor can I.
And I can't help Zosra. And so...
Aren't you magical? Aren't you the star child?
I am the star. I am magical in so many ways.
Just not that way.
Just not in a heal you from a distance kind of way. So, all right, I'm going to move up here. Does anything happen to me?
Where are you? No, I don't think you... No, nothing happens. You can now see down the hallway. You can see the robot. And you can see all these lasers crisscrossing the rest of the hallway as well.
Well, and the where's the robot?
This guy way down here.
He's way the heck down
there. He's way the heck down there.
And you can see his Abadar Core symbol emblazoned on his sleek plastic exterior.
That's important. Okay, I don't think I can do medicine in combat, right? Or can I?
Unless you have the battle medicine feats.
I can help him. I'm right after you and I can help him.
Okay, well, then I won't take the time to look up the feat that I'm pretty sure I don't have. I will instead pull out my laser pistol and shoot that.
Shoot that guy.
Okay, once I figure out which of these things that would be. I don't know why this isn't... Oh,
it's weird.
It
doesn't give you the name, yeah. But yeah, you're going to take some penalties for the distance, because the laser pistol only has a range increment of 40 feet.
Oh, well, I can't even do the... All right. So do I hit just the... Yeah, I think that works. There we go.
Ah, 7 on the dice.
With a 7, oh, yeah.
Well, at least I looked good doing it.
Alrighty.
And I'm going to assume that pulling the...
Yeah, you draw...
Draw was action, one action fire, and then shooting. Yep. Okay. All right. Which is too bad. Joe. Otherwise, I'd get him.
You can get him next time.
Probably.
That's you, Ron. What do you want to do?
Alrighty.
That's
you. Well, the first thing I'm going to do is dump all the healing I have... the thing that happens at the start of my turn before I do anything is that my vitality network tops off, and then I dump it all into my Potter friend, and you get 14 hit points back.
Okay.
Then I move up here to see what Star Child's shooting at.
Careful, it'll probably shoot back.
We'll see about that. Not if I defeat it first, and I'm going to shoot at it with my Aeon rifle.
Okay. Might not have a range penalty. No, okay. 60 feet is your range increment. And then it is 65 feet away from
range. Oh, can I actually go another... Once I go around the corner and see it, can I just go
another
5 feet?
You're also... Yeah, exactly. Yeah. In the zone of fast movement as well, so you've got that little extra movement.
There we go.
Right.
I don't want to go much further than this because lasers.
Lasers.
I am suspicious of the lasers, but I will
probably bad.
Go ahead and shoot.
That it can't be right.
Let me try this. Okay, I don't love it, and I have a couple
dice
hero points. So I'm gonna use one of them. Reroll using a hero point. What about a 19?
That is, unfortunately, just going to miss.
Oh, look at that, everybody.
Yeah, even with the hero point, you can still miss.
That's fine.
Yeah.
If you'd only rolled worse.
That's a good lesson for everybody, because, 19 misses, folks.
Mm-hmm. There's just so many lasers in the way, you can't get a bead on him.
And then I move. Okay. And then, Vitality Network first. Yep, I'm out of actions.
Okay.
Krychek.
All right. So I need to see what everybody's talking about. Oh. Look at that.
It's all lasers and robots. That's the Starfinder way.
That's right.
Way too far away.
That's why why you're here now.
Yeah, he's too far away for me to do anything. I'm going to wait him out and see if he comes.
So, well, you've taken an act. Do you want to ready an action? So you've already started your turn. So either you're going to lose these actions, or you know, you can't delay the entire turn because you've already started it.
Yeah, I guess I'll ready an action if he comes within range. Just unload.
Your range is 50 feet. Okay. So, yeah, now let's but just so you know, like that's not your maximum range. If you want to take a chance, you're taking a minus two for beyond the first range increment. So you can shoot that distance. You can shoot the distance. It just is at a penalty.
Okay. It's kind of voice. I'm down to like a couple things, so I'm gonna save them.
Okay. Still ready that action. Great.
Yep.
All right. All right. And Eswar.
Question. Can these little laser emitters be targeted?
I believe they can. Oops, I hit the wrong button there. Sorry. Yes, they can be targeted.
They can be.
Let's
try that. I'm gonna move over here. And strike with my solar shot is what it's called.
Ah, yes. Hooray. A range attack.
Yeah. So here we go. And that'll be a 16 to hit.
You power some of your solar energy towards it. Blam! It hits, but it doesn't seem to be doing anything. It's basically technically a miss. You know, just hit the outer casing.
Yeah. I will try one more time.
Okay.
Just in case.
You roll on that 20, which you did.
Well, let's try that.
Wow! Yay!
All right, give me that. Hold on 1 second.
Can it be hit with a critical?
It can be hit. You've hit it for sure. It doesn't take critical damage.
It doesn't take critical, so I'm going to roll regular damage. Okay.
Roll your regular damage.
Okay. Here we go. That should be 7 bludgeoning damage.
Okay, you're using bludgeon. That's interesting. So you smash into the casing of one of these. It breaks, and some of the lasers go a little askew, but it's not completely disabled.
Okay, but it took some damage.
It took some damage.
Excellent.
That's good enough
for me. And that will conclude my turn.
Alrighty. All right. Dr. Dume.
All right. I'm going to send a force barrage at that big robot down there.
Okay.
3 actions.
Love it. You've 100, all of it. So roll all that damage. Force energy coursing through the hallway.
How do I make it so it does all 3?
That's a good question. If you click roll damage, does it say? No.
I think I just have to click it 3 times.
Just click it 3 times. Sure. Yeah. 1. And we'll add it all up.
How do I roll it again?
If you go back to the thing above, you should be able to click it again.
I'm trying
the spell.
Oh, just click the spell again.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, no, okay.
The roll damage that's in the spell, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to cast it again.
Yeah.
Right.
All right.
Nice.
Some good damage for Force Barrage.
Here we are.
You're getting 12 total, looks like.
Not bad.
Pew, pew, and pew.
Mm-hmm. All going through. Plus 8. Taking that damage. And it's, cracking a little bit of the outer shell. It's still standing, though. And Zosra, you're on the ground. You were knocked down. Ugh! You were brought back to life seconds later. But you're still prone.
Well, that means...
And
that means bad things. I'm also... I've had the... Not dying, but I have the...
Wounded one.
Wounded one condition. Mm-hmm. And I'm still only at partial hit points. I think I'm going to make myself not a target this time.
I think that's a good idea.
Fair.
And I believe, okay, so I have to stand up as an action.
Yeah, that's correct.
I take an attack of opportunity. No, I don't.
So I would do that.
Okay.
I have to retrieve my weapon.
If you were carrying your weapon, if your weapon was out, did you use it?
It doesn't really matter. Okay, even if I didn't, I'd have to draw it.
Yeah, this would be an action to pick it up or draw it later. Yeah.
Yep. I probably had it. So there's no way I can do anything if I move. I can't shoot because I'm not armed yet.
Okay. Stand up. Right, you could stand up, grab your weapon, and then shoot.
Well,
or
but
he
could
shoot from prone position if he wants.
Yeah.
Yeah, prone doesn't give you any benefits unless you...
It actually gives you a penalty.
Take cover, yeah. To AC. It gives you a benefit if you take cover, I think.
It allows you to take cover, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Better.
But it costs you an action to do that. So unless I leave myself out here, I don't think I'm going to be willing to do that. So I'm just going to move back, to where at least it can't see me and I've got a bead on. I think that's the one you shot at. So
yeah,
I'll be looking at that. I can't because I have to also draw.
Oh, you had to grab your weapon. Yeah.
Grab my weapon. So unfortunately, and the other point I've looked at is aiming for me. It specifically says take aim at a creature. A single creature. None of these count as creatures.
Most likely because what you're doing is precision damage when you aim, and objects don't take precision damage. So,
yeah.
More often than not.
So that's the other reason why it's just I'm kind of out of this whole scenario.
Well, the robot is a creature.
Okay. The robot will count as a creature.
Counts as a creature. The hazard does not count as a creature.
Those are turrets. Got it.
Yeah.
All right. So I've got my weapon.
Yeah.
Okay. I can defend myself.
Terrific. You are harming Abadar Core property. Please stop immediately. Eswar, you're being targeted with a laser shot from where you are.
Yeah, for all the good it'll do him.
No, Eswar.
We'll see. That was so close.
That'll miss.
To being a 14, and it turned out to be a 4, so it was a big miss.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Heck. Oh, shoot. I need to look at my gun. Okay. All right. Shoot. Anyway, that doesn't help me. Okay. I can't take. Oh, then I'll just shoot you again.
Fine. You do it.
I can almost never hit Mark for whatever reason.
That's right.
It fires three terrible shots. Hey, hold on. That last one is a 20. Even with a big multiple attack penalty, I managed to get you at the last one.
Okay, so a 20
fires
will hit.
A barrage of lazers at you.
Okay,
lackadaisical. This thing can pack a punch.
And you take 10 laser damage.
Wow, that's a lot of laser damage.
It hurts. Okay, okay.
No.
All right. Starchild, it's your turn.
I want to figure out where these lasers are coming from. Can I make some kind of a check to see if there's a way I could disable them?
You've got these emitters here. Can you see these little rabbits?
Yeah.
I already shot at one.
Oh, yeah. Which one did you? Sorry, I thought you were shooting. I thought you criticaled on the robot.
No. I'm hitting these laser emitter. Hit this laser emitter here, the one at the top. I'm basically a close in fighter, and so this guy is way too far away for me to really do anything to him.
Yeah.
So I took a shot at one of those laser emitters, and I damaged it. It's still operational.
All right, I'm gonna try the same thing.
Okay.
I'll shoot my little laser gun at it, I guess.
Okay.
Oh, no ammunition is assigned.
Oh, no.
Well, there's a problem.
What did I do?
That's okay. There it is. There you go.
Huh?
There's a drop-down menu in the Discord, the Foundry character sheets that just is unusual to have because you have to choose your ammunition in it, and it doesn't do it automatically for you.
Oh, well, last time I just tapped on this thing and it worked, and I guess maybe I...
Okay, decent roll, 19.
That is a hit.
Okay.
So roll that damage.
Not very much. Oh, really not very much.
Really not very much.
One.
All right, so then I get frustrated, and I try my electric arc again.
Okay, great. You can target two of these emitters since they're kind of real close to each other.
Oh, yeah. Excellent. I will do that.
And that's even better. Two reflex saves for them. A success and then a failure.
All right.
Okay, so roll that damage.
Okie doke.
Four. Okay. It's kind of low. So unfortunately, it's not enough to get through their particular hardness. Either on either side. All right, Jode.
Man.
Alrighty.
Zetal's about ready to rage quit.
I'm going to make this simple. I'm going to cast my infusion, and I'm going to use three actions to do it. So I'll heal all of us that are wounded.
Oh yay!
But not by very much. So don't get your hopes super high. I will infusion three. We all get 4 hit points back.
Yay!
I'll take them.
Spread out between everyone. That's a lot of healing.
It is actually quite a lot of healing.
It is.
Okay, so Jason, should I track that?
No, I got it. I got you. I'm adding it all to everybody right now.
Yeah.
Sweet. Thank you.
You're already at full health, right? Okay, great. Whoosh. All right, Krychek. It doesn't seem willing to get it needs to get any closer, so it's not going to.
Right, it's not. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to run up to here.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to attack the one that everyone's been attacking, which I assume is this one.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
But as I'm doing it, I'm doing a quick swap.
Okay. What have you got? Oh, you're.
Yes. So I'm swapping out the
Doshko.
Yeah. I'm going to, where's the Doshko? There it is. All right. And I'm going to attack it.
Heck yeah. That is it.
There you go. 25 to hit.
Woohoo. Mm,
good.
And
yeah. 10 points. All right. 10 points of damage. So you smash this one up. And some of the lasers kind of like power down, right? And it's less of them on that. I don't have the ability to do that on the Foundry map at the moment. Uh-huh. But we will definitely go ahead and mark this one is gone. Let's put a little circle around it.
Okay. And I think I have a final action.
Can you quick swap as a free action?
Quick swap is a reaction.
Is that a feat you have? Okay. Yep. Great.
That's how
then,
quick it
yeah,
is.
You do. It's very
so,
quick.
So I've seen everybody get lit up, so I'm not going to do that. I'm going to
back around the corner?
Yeah, I'm going to go back around the corner, yep.
Okay. Yeah, smash. Get out of here. Yikes. All right. As we get to round 6 of this standoff in the hallway, think let's see what happens next time. Can our intrepid heroes finish off this big tough security robot and make their way through the grid of lasers and finally rob this bank?
Death. Yes. Okay.
Or will they be shot some more and killed? Who knows? Let's find out next time.
All right.